And with us in the studio, we have Jimmy Bolton, who's our third candidate for today. Yes. So to kick us off, Jimmy, if you'd just like to introduce yourself and tell us why you're deciding to run for Dosta.
Hi, I'm Jimmy. I'm a fourth year history student. And as I said, I'm running for Dosta. I'm largely running because, and I, every candidate says this, so I'm going to say a load of buzzwords now, but I think it's, I really do believe I can make a difference to St Andrews. I've been involved with the union for quite some time now. I've been in numerous societies. I do an awful lot of work in here. I've spent my life going to the general office, talking to them. Last year I was named SSE Societies Officer, so I've been in charge of managing all the societies here. So I definitely have the experience for the job, but more than that, I believe I do have the passion. I've seen the amazing stuff that students do in this university. The events that they put on can be absolutely extraordinary. The Foreign Affairs Society over at the beginning of the semester put on a huge conference about the Arab Spring, bringing in all these different speakers from all across the country, actually all across Europe. We got the big concert coming up next month in April. And really, it's just all about bringing students into the union and just expanding and improving on everything that we do to make this the best possible place for students.
Awesome. And what would you say, like, you've got, as you said, quite a lot of experience working with the Societies Committee and such, like, why do you feel your particular experience is really going to help you should you get the job of Dosta?
I don't like to be negative. I mean, I know all the other candidates, and they all have very different, very relevant experiences. And I wouldn't say my experience is entirely limited to just being on the Societies Committee, but that is where I am at the moment. I'm the only candidate currently sitting on an SSC SRC. I'm on the SSC, and I've seen this year what has gone well and what has gone wrong this year. I think this year we've had a significant problem with communicating the actions of what we do in the union to students. There's been a significant turn off. I think there's been, I don't want to blame anyone because I don't think it's actually anyone's fault. It's just something that we need to do better. And I think my experience on the committee, seeing everything going on, I think really will help me in the job.
Awesome. And in practical ways, how would you plan to put that communication forward and also make yourself as a sabbatical officer more approachable for students?
Well, I mean, this is the, well, aside from the little thing I did after my election last year, this is the first time I've ever been on the radio, and I think it is a really, really good space. Star has done an amazing job this year in getting all their news on the website. They've been the first one. It's always been very detailed. It's always been very accurate. And I know in the past we've had sabbaticals doing weekly shows. I've been speaking to some of the other candidates, and I know they're very keen to do this as well. I think that's one small way you can do it. Other candidates, and I agree, we'll all talk about the website. The website currently is not really fit for purpose. And I really want to make sure that we can get students onto the website and make it more user-friendly. Other than that, it is all just about a message, making sure that students don't feel that the union is detached, that it's just a place where people who are just CV hunting go to try and get a job. I think it's trying to make it, the union here is to represent, it's a union, like any union. And I think that is what really has to come through, and it's something I will strive to do should I get elected on Thursday and Friday.
Awesome. And what would you say the kind of biggest problems are for societies here in St Andrews, and how would you personally like to address those problems?
I wouldn't just say society. I think in terms of students in detail, I think the biggest problem they face is graduate prospects. This is something I'm really running quite strongly on. St Andrews, considering our reputation and actually our league table position as one of the top universities in the UK, is remarkably poor at getting us a job. Only 75% of us get employed after 6 months after graduation, and only 65 actually get a graduate job. Now, as a history student, this is something that terrifies me. And so I think this is something we really do need to improve on. So how is that done? A lot of people say want to improve graduate prospects, but you have to really say how that can be achieved. The first way is working with the Career Centre. They're a very, very friendly group of people there, but it can be quite intimidating, and they don't often advertise what they do in the best manner. It's done in a quite complicated checklist of things. You say, this interest, this interest, this interest, these are jobs I want, but sometimes jobs can't really be categorized like that. Moreover, I think the Career Centre, and this is something that's come up on the campaign trail, the people believe that the Career Centre doesn't have enough links with outside companies, with outside, like big companies. And so all they're doing is linking you to websites. I think this is something we do need to improve and try and develop those links. This is done really by connecting with alumni. I mean, St Andrews, of course, we graduate 6,000 students every year. And many of these people, well, only 65% of them, go into big companies, and we want to make sure we keep in contact with them and ensure that they stay in touch, and therefore they're more likely to employ St Andrews students, because we have such an amazing atmosphere and vibe in this town, and you don't want that to end in graduation. And then finally on this point, other universities are slightly better placed than we are. For example, Edinburgh is a lot easier to get to than St Andrews. So one thing I will organise is bus travel, a free bus down to Edinburgh. If they're holding a big event, like getting a big employer in or holding a fair, get us down there as well. There's no reason why other universities can hog all the good companies. I think we should be able to get in there too. And so it's another point in communication, making sure that you stay in contact with other unions across the country, in Scotland and even down in England.
Excellent. Now, for you personally, what would you kind of describe the role of DOSDA as being? Like, how would you say that role would be carried out?
Well, in hecklings, I've been getting in slight trouble with the DOES candidates for this, because I've been saying the DOSDA is in charge of everything that's fun. And I think that might just be largely due to my experience, in that most of the stuff I've been involved in this university has been involved with volunteering, with societies, and a little bit of charitable work as well. And it's all about making sure those committees work. They're largely self-managed. I know societies, obviously, I've largely been in charge of societies, Michael, charities, and so on. It's about making sure that they are supported, that they've got the proper funding, that they know that they have the backing from the DOSDA so that they can go forward and push their ideas. I obviously have my own ideas as well, but these are subordinate to, in many ways, to what they want to do. And some of what these subcommittees have done have been fantastic. The Mermaids, for example, introduced this semester an unlimited ticket initiative. So a season ticket for first half of semester two to all their events. That's £20, and it's increased attendances, and I think it's been a really good initiative. And I think it's important that we can make sure these innovations can continue, and that's what I would like to be ideally placed to do so.
We've had a question in on the Buzzbox, and as they wanted to know how you would ensure your communication went well between yourself and the societies.
And the societies in particular.
Yeah.
The one feedback that always gets done is societies and students don't want to get barrages of emails. So I'm not going to say I'm going to send an email every day telling everyone exactly what each society is doing. I think the societies committee is a great way of doing this, but I think just even holding semesterly fora, so all societies can meet. It's something I wanted to organise this year, but we didn't in the end have the time. But so that all society presidents can come along to this thing. There'll be obviously lots of free wine, because that's the most important bribe that any sabbatical can offer. And just get them in and chat and ask the questions, because, you know, even if I am DOSDA next year, I will have been involved in society, but I've been detached from it for a year. And things change so quickly here. So that is definitely one really strong way that I would do so.
Awesome. And just another few questions, maybe. How would you like to see some of the planned union redevelopment and suggestions that are coming through regarding sort of the Baron Theatre, the rooms up on the top floor in the union? How would you like to see them sort of changed and used to help societies?
Well, I think one of the key things is we have for the union in particular, we have a plan, we have a design, though there are still some controversies, particularly in the splitting up of Venue 1. For me, we've already had one delay. The union redevelopment has been pushed back 6 months already. I think it's important that now we've had the consultations, we've had so many consultations, it's time that we finally deliver on our promises, that we actually get this started. Now, should I be elected DOSDA, or whoever is elected DOSDA, they will be the last DOSDA in this new union. And I want to make sure that is the case. I want to make sure that building starts in summer 2013. Because if it keeps getting delayed, we're going to lose we're putting in jeopardy all the funding that we're getting. We're not in the greatest financial climate at the moment, and it's be easy for the universities to reduce the funding, to cut it off, and we won't be able to deliver what we want. The new union has a 40% increase in society space. I think this is an amazing thing. The number of times, both as a society member and committee member and as a SOX officer, I've had problems in booking rooms because we just don't have enough of them. This 40% increase is much needed, and it will be fantastic, and that has to be protected. In terms of the Baron, I think the Mermaid's done a fantastic job managing it this year. I'll make sure that they are well supported in this. I don't want to sort of ensure that it's just sort of sent over to the Mermaids and that's their problem. I'm very happy for the performing arts officer, whoever it will be, to take on the responsibility, but I think it's important that the union supports them in that endeavour because it is a big, big job. They have to have a massive rotor, they have to open it once, twice, three times a day. That's a lot of work, and I want to make sure that they are adequately supported in that.
Fantastic. Well, I think we're going to have to draw the interview to a close now, but as with all the other candidates, you've brought along your own song.
Yeah.
And as with all of them, we've asked them to introduce it and tell us why you've decided to choose this particular song. So let's go ahead.
Well, one quick plug first. I have my launch party 9 p.m. on Monday. It's in Rascals. I hope you all can attend. The song is by Two Door Cinema Club. It's called Something Good Can Work. And I chose it partly because the title is very apt. And I think it's a really good upbeat song and really promotes the message that I'm trying to put forward.
Time to make a little better. It's only going.